Hey, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Every night here till 10 o'clock on the El Pacifico and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. This area of Jeff Dotter will be talking to us about the summer months drawing to a close in California, the effects of tourism in any tourist-friendly state, and exactly what have been the effects this year as opposed to others as the economy struggles to recover. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-7445. Phil Henry here along with Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And, of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. And we mentioned the backstage pass because you can watch live streaming video of the show, our video cast, each and every night. And, for instance, behind me there, sometimes we have, we'll show you a screenshot from the internet. Some video from the internet. We are in right now our urban studio. We like to call it the urban studio because there's urban behind us right there.
Is that a guy's name?
No, as in city.
Yeah, urban as in city, a guy's name.
Dude, what about Urban Meyer?
Yeah, there's a guy's name Urban.
What's that about?
What's what? I don't know. I'm not ready to get into why there's guys named Urban.
As long as they're not called Suburban, you know.
That'd be funny if the guy named Suburban.
Yeah, that'd be real funny.
What's with you, man?
Yeah, what's with you? What got up your rear end?
What do you mean, what got up my rear end? I want to just get the hour going, okay?
What crawled up your butt?
Hey!
She said it.
I said it well. I didn't say it like a gloid like you.
What did I say?
Both of you said it bad, okay? What crawled up your... Nothing's crawling up my butt other than the fact that I want to get the hour going, if you don't mind. God, on the line with us, Jeff Dotter. You've got Coach Dozier's line open. Is that the line to Glendale?
Yeah.
Close it off, man.
Sorry.
Bud Dickman's the guy I was just talking to.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm the new guest on his show.
You shut up. Jeff Dotter is on the line with us.
No, that's still...
If you don't close that Glendale line, I'm going to start kicking some ass right here on the air. I don't care who hears it. I don't care how scandalized the audience gets. I'm going to start to beat up on people. Close that line off, and let's get to wherever it is the doubter is. Where is he?
I think he's in Temple City, right?
Yeah, he's in Temple City.
Then get him on the line. There he is. Doubter, not doubter. Jeff, is that you?
Yeah, it's Jeff Dotter. I was just talking on the radio to Coach Dozier. It's pretty surprising that you have lost connection to me, but however...
Well, I apologize for that, Jeff. Thanks for joining us, Jeff Dotter, who... This is pretty incredible, and I know for a fact, Jeff, that you are a professor of mechanical physics there at Caltech. I also know that you've done a fair amount of surfing. On your resume, it says you drive the snowplow for Huntington Beach, which continues to amaze me. They actually have a snowplow in Huntington Beach.
Well, it was actually brought to their attention by me. I found it was during a particularly harsh winter that they were having back east, and I was in contact with people that I knew back east in a couple of major cities, and there was a snowplow that was available for purchase. And at that time, then I went on to the city of Huntington Beach. I said that at that time it was available, and they did not want to buy it. I said, well, I'll buy it and I'll donate it, and I got the money from an uncle of mine who had left me a bequest of... It wasn't a lot of money. It's about $150,000, but I took a few thousand and bought, you know, a snowplow.
What?
Hold on for a minute. I'll do the quiet. You had an uncle that left you $150,000, huh?
Yeah. This is an uncle of mine. It's on my mother's side. Jeff, he was with the United States Department of the Treasury. He was one of the first members of the U.S. Mint. To submit a design on a Kennedy half dollar, and they didn't use his design, but they did eventually hire him to be one of the engravers, and eventually he went on to the U.S. Department of Treasury, where he became a auditor with the U.S. Department of Treasury. But in any event, he had some money, and he left me about $150,000.
Okay, so you took some of that money and bought a snowplow?
Yes, sir, for the city of Huntington Beach.
Why would you think that the city of Huntington Beach, which is a city in a Sun Belt part of the country, Southern California, would need a snowplow?
Well, I mean, you know, Mr. Henry, you told me that you were in Atlanta the year they had the snow jam, and they didn't have any snowplow, and people were sliding down a hill and everything, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, it's more likely there's going to be snow in Atlanta, Georgia, than there is in Huntington Beach.
How do you know that?
Because there was.
Yeah, because there was.
Well, I mean, I did the best I could.
Doing the best you can. Do you work for the city of Huntington Beach?
No, I do not.
Did you have any duties to the city of Huntington Beach?
No, I did not.
Then why did you buy them a snowplow?
Because, Mr. Henry, I did a fair amount of surfing there as a kid. I learned how to surf there. I've been a member of the men's surfing team. I've been on three different surfing teams out of Huntington Beach. I have been in surfing competitions.
Yeah, so you know about surfing. You should have donated a surfboard.
What? What are you talking about, man? Donate a surf? What are they going to do with that?
Well, they're going to do about as much with a surfboard as they're going to do with a snowplow.
Yeah, man, if you know something about surfing, why don't you donate your time to teach little kids how to surf?
What are you talking about?
That is an excellent suggestion. You should have donated your time to the city. So they have those surfing programs, don't they?
Oh, don't they have surfing programs in the summer where they teach the kids?
Yeah, they do. What's that got to do with me?
You could teach the kids how to surf, man, instead of buying a surfing.
You're going to say a surfing plow, weren't you? There's no such thing.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I was. A snow plow.
A surf plow. Get a load of that.
Yeah, I mean surf plow.
Shut up. Snow plow. All right. Enough of that. Jeff, the summer months are behind us, and the tourists are going home, and what has been the net, if you will, impact?
Well, it's interesting, Mr. Henry, that you ask a professor of mechanical physics to answer that question, because, you know, any other dad probably say, well, you know, I mean, I'm a professor of mechanical physics. But it is interesting when you talk about impact. The laws of physics sometimes do reflect the laws of economics, the speed with which money circulates in an economy, and so on and so forth. And the impact of tourism in the tourist areas of the United States of America, like Southern California, like Florida, like the Gulf Coast, like Hawaii, like I was going to say Pittsburgh, but not really Pittsburgh. I mean, like like Hawaii, you know, Mexico. Well, that's not part of America.
Well, you know, like Hawaii, Mexico.
I didn't say Mexico.
Hawaii, the Gulf Coast, Florida, California, or I would imagine any of the coastal states.
Well, yeah, any of the coastal states. I was trying to think of them.
The coastal states would be South...
South Africa?
South Africa?
No, I mean...
South Carolina, North Carolina, Washington. So wherever there are people gathering... as tourists.
Yeah, but where is that?
Wherever there's tourists, man.
Sure, you know, I come on your program. I'm not being paid. You can not yell.
Yeah, I do kind of yelling at people, Phil.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I apologize. I've lost, you know, this first hour with having to help a guy. When I interview somebody, at least I'll say this about you, Jeff. I've never had to help you pronounce a word. You just mangle them on your own.
Yeah, that's true. There's no point in helping Jeff pronounce things because he'll continue to pronounce it the way he does.
Well, I mean, I do pronounce... What are you talking about? I pronounce words good. The thing I didn't get right, and it's an easy mistake, when I said South Africa.
Yeah, sure. That's something that people will say when you are trying to think of American states where tourists gather. I know, I'll say South Africa. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into your theories on how tourism benefited the tourist states when we decide which ones those are.
Well, the ones that are along the coast.
Well, not necessarily. I'm like Utah. People go hiking.
Yeah, I was going to say Utah.
Yeah, Utah, New Mexico. People go hiking. People go mountain climbing. People go to the state parks. People go to the lakes. You know, Michigan. For people who live in the Midwest, the Great Lakes are a big draw. So... super groovy, man. Glad we got that out of the way. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder here as we talk again about the summer months. Don't forget to join us online at philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass and visit our online shop if you want to get a shot glass, if you want to get the Bobby Dooley keychain, if you want to get Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirts, pullovers, t-shirts, baseball caps, and more. Visit us online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, our online store. Plus, we've got all kinds of CDs and downloads for you. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. On the line with us is Jeff Dowder from Temple City, California, professor of mechanical physics at Caltech, and he's also a commentator on our program to a variety of topics. Jeff, we're talking about, and you have spent much of your life, you're a native Californian, is that right?
Yes, I am. Originally, I'm from California, and that's currently where I do reside.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of people say that there's a sort of a stereotypical sun-baked sound to you, and I have to say that there is. What do you attribute the this? You know, Jeff, you probably don't recognize it in yourself, but there is a tendency that you have and people like you have to express things. You know what I'm saying?
Express things what? Do I sound more like intelligent or something?
No, Jeff, you don't. It's sort of the surfer dude thing.
People want to say I'm all sunbaked. I've heard people make fun of me and say you're all sunbaked. I'll say, well, I mean, I'm not. I mean, I'm not sunbaked or anything. I'm just I've been in the sun a lot, yeah, but I'm not sunbaked, you know. And
you've been in the sun a lot, but you're not sunbaked.
No, you're from California, Mr. Henry. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but I don't sound like you.
Okay, well, what does that mean? Are you sunbaked?
I don't think I sound sunbaked, no. But be that as it may.
What's it got to do with anything?
We're talking about the way that Dr. Dowder. Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a professor.
Okay. So, in any event, you've been out on the beach, is what I'm trying to say, and you've seen the effects of tourism. So what, and this is probably a pretty stale topic for a lot of people, but I'm interested in terms of the economy, how much money is being moved around during the summer months. What exactly was the impact this month, this summer, when it came to tourism?
Well, the impact, as I looked at it, can be summed up in the reception that my band, for instance, if you look at the beach communities and the entertainment, like a hotspots, like Mr. Pooh, that's over on Manhattan or on Redondo. Well, it's on Manhattan, on Redondo Beach.
Which beach is it on?
Yeah, and is it called Mr. Pooh or Pooh's?
It's called Mr. Pooh's.
Okay, because you keep calling it Mr. Pooh. All right, it's at where?
What?
What beach is it on?
It's on Redondo Beach. We had sold-out nights in the very early part of the summer, and then they trailed off to hardly anything by, say, the second week that we were playing there, and it was pretty dead for the rest of the summer. What does that tell me? It tells me that the tourists come in, they go, yeah, great, hey, yeah, let's get a drink, okay, and then they leave. So I don't think that anybody was hanging out in California all that long. I'm basing that, and I think that's pretty scientific if you think right about it on how they do it, you know?
Okay, that's a very interesting point. There's only a couple of areas where I might want to disagree with you on that, and that would be the fact that if you say you did really well and it was only 2 weeks worth, in other words, the crowds were there for 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, no, I mean like 2-3 weeks, something like that. But then what happens is that the crowds dropped off. And to me, you know, that shows that there was not a lot of money for people to come out and enjoy on the summertime. And yeah, how you doing? Enjoy on the summertime.
All right, let me take a phone call here from a businessman, a noted businessman. We've had him on the program many times. Bob Green joining us from from Buena Park, California. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I was listening to this young man, and I had a couple of comments to make. Your name is Jeff, right?
What's that?
This is Bob Green. Your name is Jeff, huh?
Yes, sir.
Can I?
Go ahead, Bob. Bob is the CEO of Fraser Foods, Jeff.
I heard about Fraser Foods on a Phil Henry show.
Well, that's great, because I do run a company. I do have a lot of employees, and we do fairly well interacting with tourists or people that are coming in from out of the area. You said, Jeff, that you had good crowds for 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Yeah, the crowds were pretty strong for 2 weeks or 3 weeks at Mr. Pooh, Mr. Pooh's, I'm sorry, and then dropped off, you know.
You said that the crowds dropped off to nothing.
Yeah, there's hardly anybody for the rest of the summer. I mean, right now, it's probably, maybe two people are.
And you got two people in the entire bar?
By the time it closes, yeah.
All right, I would suggest to you, and I don't mean to criticize, but I would suggest that The reason why the crowds dropped off was not so much because of the fact that the economy is bad, is that they were there for 2 weeks, and then they heard your band and said, we don't want to hear this band anymore.
Okay, I mean, you know, just, you know, if you don't mind, I mean, I think what you're saying is interesting.
Okay.
But could you continue on with the logical, you know, just follow it down to the logical conclusion of that? I'm not sure, I don't follow.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying...
Can I help out?
No, I can do it, Phil. What I'm saying here is that the crowd came out to see your band in the first 2 to 3 weeks of the summer, and then they got a load of your band, and they said, we don't want to hear this band anymore, and they stayed away.
Okay, so you're saying, I see what you're saying. You're saying that this has to do, okay, this is good information. I can use that. This is workable, okay? Because so many times you don't have a workable, you know, there's no real hard information, but I can use this, something I can build on, okay?
Yeah, it's fine, but if you understand what I'm saying.
What I'm getting from you is that you're saying that my band was a reason why the people were not there, not the economy. My band was a reason why the people... Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm saying that your band was so rotten and so difficult to listen to that people could not stand it any longer and stayed away from the club. Otherwise, if there'd been a better band, they would have come in.
Okay, all right, so this is good. This is workable information.
Do you hear what he's saying, though?
Hold on, Phil. I got it, okay?
No, I know that, but I don't hear that it's registering with Jeff.
Well, no, it's registering with me. It's registering with Mr. Tanner. What you're telling me, Mr. I'm sorry?
Mr. Green, Bob Green. Just call me Bob.
Oh, okay, Bob. I mean, what you're saying to me, if I'm getting it right...
They just told you your band stinks!
Easy, bud, okay?
Let me just...
Yeah, Dickman, take it easy, man.
You, don't you hear what the guy's saying?
Yeah, I hear what he's saying.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt. Let me just... Your band is so bad and stinks so perfectly. I mean, the stench coming off of it is so beautiful that no one wants to listen to it, and you keep business away from... What is this place? Mr. Pooh's?
Yes, sir. That's the name. I mean, Bob, that's the name of the club.
Well, it seems like it's a perfectly named club for a band that stinks it out morning, noon, and night, but apparently you're not bringing in the business.
Okay, all right. So, again, I want to thank you. It's workable information. It's information I can use. So you're telling me that rather than the tourists not having enough money...
What I'm telling you has got nothing to do with tourists other than the fact that they can't stand listening to your garbage can band. You understand? Your band stinks.
In their opinion.
Well, yeah, in their opinion. You're right, in their opinion.
Okay, all right. So, like I said, that's workable information. And again, Mr. Henry, I want to thank you for bringing on Mr. Green. Don't call you Mr. Your last name isn't Jeans, is it? That'd be really funny if your middle name was Green, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, Mr. Green, or Mr. Green?
Yeah, that'd be real funny. That'd be great.
Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is it does tie in to the tourism because... The tourists come in to hear my band, and they go, we don't like this, and their taste, in other words, it's just nowhere. And see, that's what I mean, Mr. Henry, about the tourists not wrecking the economy, but the tourists really negatively impacted.
Wait, Phil?
No, hold on, I got to jump in here. Because I think you've been very patient, Bob, in trying to explain this to Jeff.
Yeah, and I think I've understood it.
No, I don't think you have. You're saying that because the people that come into Mr. Pooh's don't like your band, and they're tourists, and so they stay away, these tourists are not bringing money into the economy. In other words, you are putting it on the tourists.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's really weird, man.
Well, why is that weird? I mean, you know...
No, it's weird because they've got tastes just like anybody else. If the band stinks that they go in to listen to, i.e. your band, okay... And they don't want to hear this crap anymore. You see, it's not necessarily their fault. It's just a decision they've made based upon the music they're hearing.
Yeah, right, and that's exactly what I'm saying. The tourist economy has been bad this year because the tourists that are coming in are just, it's weak, man. They're not doing the job. They're not, you know, they're not doing the do.
know? No, I don't know. Hold on, we'll be right back here. World famous Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder, along with, Bob Green. Thank you. Thanks very much, Bob, for your phone call as we try to talk with Jeff here about the tourist economy.
I understand why he's confused, but he's an imbecile, so you're not going to get the...
Well, yes, he is an imbecile. That's it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. We'll be back with Robert Green. Next hour, we have more NFL picks from Joe Dickhead and the professor, along with Vernon Dozier, and his look at fantasy football. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. All right, we'll be, hold on, world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and 855-500-7445. We're talking here with Jeff Dowder and others about the economy in Southern California. And, you know, you're talking about how the economy suffers because of the tourist trade. You're talking about the economy suffering as the result of the tourists not supporting your band. Did I just hear music there, bud?
What?
Did I just hear music there from the
Yes, you did.
Turn the football music. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I got a number of people that are crowding around here and wanting to... I'm on the phone, man. I'm on the phone. They want to use a payphone.
But you understand what I'm saying? And what Mr. Green was saying? That your band sucks and that's why people might stay away?
Well, I think that is a subjective judgment as to whether my band sucks. I mean, you can say a lot of things about a lot of bands. You can say, I wrote a lot of bands on a suck. But my band is as valid a statement on popular music as can be. And because a bunch of white leg, sandal wearing tourists come in and go, oh, wow, you know, we don't dig it, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
What it means is they're not coming back and they're not listening to, your band. All right, let's go to a phone call here. We have Sacramento on the line. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder.
Hey, I just think that you don't get it, that guy, you know, doesn't understand that nobody's coming to the show because of him.
Yeah, no, I do get it. All I'm saying is that they're not coming to the show because they don't understand that, you know, my band is as good as any band, okay? And so they don't...
How many shows do people not have to come to before you're going to lose the gig there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Mr. Henry was talking about economy, how the economy and everything, and they're tourists, and they are coming to California, but they're not spending money.
They're not spending money because your band, they don't want to hear your band.
Yeah, they don't want to hear my band. Hey, you know who else doesn't want to hear my band? Like a bunch of grandmothers sitting around, I don't know, in Milwaukee.
Don't you think the word gets out after a couple of weeks and then nobody starts coming there and you're going to just lose this gig unless you can get some people coming there?
Well, see, what you're talking about is the word gets out to a bunch of tourists. See what I'm saying? Where do you live, man? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Sacramento.
Okay, so that's California, okay? And that's a lot of tourism and everything, right? If you had a band... And then the tourists show up, and they don't know anything about music.
Well, let me ask this question, Jeff, okay?
Well, do you have a band, sir, the man that called in? Do you have a music band or anything like that?
No, but I listened to my friends, and if they said that, you know, don't go to whatever that place is you're playing at, then...
Then
why would I go there? I mean...
If they were tourists, though, what if your friends were tourists? Wouldn't you then say, well, you know, they're...
What difference does that make? See, music fans are music fans.
No, but Mr. Henry, if a bunch of grandmothers are sitting around in Milwaukee and they go, yeah, I don't want to hear Dark Horse because they suck, okay? Am I supposed to go, oh, wow, I better change my music? No, because they're a bunch of grandmothers.
Well, who's coming into the club, man? Are they a bunch of grandmothers?
They're a bunch of tourists.
So? So
I mean,
what?
You sound like you smoke too much weed or something. I mean, you said you have a 3 o'clock show and you don't know if people are going to be there.
I don't know if people will be at the 3 o'clock show. Yeah.
I mean, you don't even know if the place is open at 3 o'clock.
Is the what?
You don't even know if the place is open at 3 o'clock.
What place?
Mr. whatever the place is that you're playing
Mr. Pooh, the club?
Yeah. It's not
so,
open.
I mean,
it's not open at 3 o'clock. I found, yeah, yes, sir, you're right. And that was a piece... That was
so are you so how, who's supposed to be promoting you, your band? If it's you, you're in a lot of trouble.
Well, I mean, I don't really think you understand how it works.
No, this gentleman understands, and he's saying exactly the same thing that I've been saying, which is that the people who don't want to hear your band are these very essential people, these tourists that you keep putting down, you know? And if they don't want to hear the band, they don't want to hear the band. And just like this guy said, you know, people are not going to...
Well, I mean, you're doing a lot of talking for this guy.
Because I've been
But every sudden you said you got a 2-drink minimum and you don't even have anybody there. Maybe you should let people come in there for free. Or,
that's a good point.
Or do something to get people in.
Well, I mean, 2-drink minimum. Otherwise, you got a lot of freeloaders. Well, I don't know what's weird about that.
I think people makes people, and if you don't get somebody, you're not going to get anybody.
What? Say that again, man.
I said people makes people, so if you walk in there and there's nobody there, everyone's going to leave.
Hey, I don't mean I don't mean any offense or anything, but you said I smoke weed. I mean, do you? I mean, because it does sound like it, and that's okay. That's okay, man, you know, but I mean, okay. So you tell me then. You smoke weed. What time am I supposed to have my band go on stage then if the club's closed?
Before it closes?
No, I'm asking the guy.
Yeah, I think you should have somebody at least out there handing out something to get
right.
people in there, or drink passes or something to get some momentum for yourself. But
right.
until you find somebody to promote your band, or you get off the weed while you're promoting, you know, maybe you each just wait till you play or something.
Well, I mean, you're telling me to get off the weed. I mean, that, you sound like some drug counselor, and I don't have no drug problem.
Well, you got a drug problem if your band's up on stage at 3 a.m. and the club closes at 2.
I mean, you know, you guys don't get it.
No, you don't get it, man. If the club closes at 2 and you're on stage at 3, you got a problem. And on top of that, this is a good point. Get somebody out there to promote the band. Thank you, sir, very much for phone call. I appreciate it. All right, our number is 855-500-7445. You know what I mean by that?
Look, Mr. Henry, I promote my band, and we do flyers, and I was just down at Turgan's Mall earlier today. I was passing out flyers.
And who were you passing the flyers out to?
To the people that are there at Turgan's Mall.
At Turgan's Mall? Where is that?
Montrose.
You got a club date in Redondo Beach, and you're in Montrose, California?
No, man, I'm in Montrose, California.
That's miles away from where your club is, okay? That's for starters.
That's where I was, and we were passing. People were going, yeah, I want to go.
And were these the kinds of people that you want to see your band?
What?
What kind of people were these?
The kind that walk on two legs. I mean, I don't know what you mean, man.
Were they young? Were they old?
They're mostly at that time of day, they're mostly elderly.
You're talking about giving out a thing to elderly people and everything like that.
You know something, Dickman? Every time you get excited, you go,
Shut up, Bud. I'll handle it, okay?
Yeah, you talk about it. Bud's right, man. He's right. You don't even know who you're handing out to.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to the bathroom, please.
Go ahead, Margaret.
What?
Never mind.
Well, what did you say?
Who, me?
No, the black guy.
My name's Robert Leonard, okay? I'm the black guy, okay?
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know your name.
All right. And Bud's right. He's saying you're giving out flyers and everything like that to the elderly people. They're not going to go all the way down to the bottom. They don't even want to hear your music, man.
Well, then how come they was enthusiastically saying, you know, thank you very much and everything like that?
They're going to say thank you because they're being polite.
Yeah, they're going to say thank you. But they're not going to go from Montrose to Redondo Beach, you idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah, well, okay, man. I may be an idiot, but I'm the one that's got the band. You don't.
Yeah, I got a job, man. I gotta get a job, man.
I got a job, man. You get a job.
No, you don't have a job.
Hold on. Look, daughter, excuse me for calling you daughter, but I think it's necessary at this point. Jeff, excuse me.
Well, I mean, we don't have to be hostile or anything.
No, you're right. You're right. You're jacking this thing all to hell, man. I wanted to talk to you about the tourist economy in California, and you're telling me it sucks based upon the fact that nobody wants to go see your band play. You're handing out flyers in Montrose. Your band's playing in Redondo Beach. Just like that one guy said, you got a 2-drink minimum. Nobody wants to go through the door with a 2-drink minimum to hear a rotten band.
Man, Mr. Henry, rotten band, you know, I draw the line. Yeah, okay, fine. You know, I mean, what's your favorite band?
Of all time?
Yeah, of all time.
Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, I may say, yeah, good for you, dude. I mean, I dare say there's a lot of people wouldn't agree with that.
You talk about a lot of people wouldn't agree with Hendrix?
I mean, I know Hendrix is good, but you could find just as many people that say it stinks.
Who? Among rock and roll fans?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I think if you find anybody who's a rock fan who says Hendrix stinks, the guy's deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well,
you're an idiot. You know that?
No, hey, man, you're an idiot because you don't understand how the economy of America works.
All right, hold on for a minute. This is a pointless conversation.
Yes, I was listening to it in the toilet and having a ball. Just a ball. I was enjoying, for the first time, sitting on the can, relaxing, and, yes, doing what I needed to do, wadding up toilet paper around my hand till I had one the size of a mitt, and just...
Really enjoying it, huh?
Well, the idiocy, the stupidity.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault. I didn't say... For once, we're all in agreement. The guy's got a problem, a real serious problem, and it starts with, I think that cat was right, the weed. He's smoking a lot of dope. He is he's all messed up. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Thank you very much, Jeff Dowder, for your input. Coming up in the succeeding minutes of our radio show, we're going to return to the topic of fantasy football. Vernon Dozier joining us, and Joe Dickhead and the Professor with their NFL picks as well. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, online at philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com, our number 855-500-7445. Right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, news, talk, and entertainment radio. Truth is our bitch. Funny is her sister.
Isn't that nice?
And we thank Jeff Dowder for his very informed opinion. You know, next time, what you got to do...
Well...
No, when I ask for a guest and I want the economy and all that, I want the economy, okay? I don't want some burned-out cat that's... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he said he wanted to be on and talk about it.
Well, he may want to be on and talk about it, man. I may want to be on it. There's a lot of people who might want to talk about something. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground about it. And that cat was so flaky, he didn't understand that his band stinks to the point that no one wants to hear it. It's got nothing to do with tourists not spending enough money. Maybe if the band on stage was like the Foo Fighters or God knows who, you know, Judas Priest, and nobody was spending any money in a then you could say, geez, these tourists are not only stupid, but they're cheap. Here's an interesting story. Conservative backbencher, what we mean by a backbencher, we're talking about the Parliament of Great Britain. And they have people that are backbenchers are relatively new members of Parliament, like freshman congressmen. This guy's a conservative, which would be akin to a Republican here in the United States. His name is Henry Smith, and he called Vladimir Putin a tosser.
Now, what is a tosser?
A tosser is a guy that is a jerk off. Can I say that?
I don't know, man. You just blew it.
Well, all right, a J off. Want me to say that? It starts with a J, it ends with a K off. That's what a tosser is. A guy that spends his time, you know, J-ing off. A jerk off. I think we can say that. A Tory backbencher.
Well, you just said it, whether you can say it or not. You've just put a lot of people.
Look, man,
Don't call me man.
Well, I'm gonna. You know, we're all trying to make a living here. I don't have the time nor the inclination to sit here and nitpick every little word. You could sit here and you could be that you do run the cleanest show in the history of man on this planet, and it still ain't making you a living. So don't give me this hooey. And I'll tell you something else. I'm at the point right now at the FCC. Somebody ought to, if anybody wants to sue the hell out of the federal government, and I mean the FCC, I will join in that lawsuit. I will join you. I will lend as much as I can support to you because we're out here trying to make a living. And if the FCC thinks they're going to keep me from making a living in the worst possible environment, the radio industry has never been more badly run, badly handled, badly managed, badly everything. And I'm not knocking necessarily the people that... The people that run our show, the radio stations that run the Phil Henry Show, they are at the forefront of trying to resuscitate this industry. I'm talking about everybody else.
Well, now that you've given your little speech and alienated everyone that isn't carrying your show, how do you think they will?
I'm not alienating. All I'm trying to say is the FCC has got everybody. They still got the gun to everybody's head. And I'm saying we have a right to make a living. We have a right to resuscitate our industry. We have a right to bring ourselves back, pull ourselves up from the bootstraps, and we don't need the FCC holding us back. And what's interesting is the very conservatives that claim they don't want government on the back of private businessmen, these are the very same conservatives that love it when the FCC slaps another broadcaster around who may use a word or may have some reference to something that they, as conservatives, they don't like. So that's the kind of government control they like. That, you know, slaps down a competitor. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to browbeat this thing. Let me just go back to what I was saying originally. Conservative backbencher Henry Smith brands Vladimir Putin a tosser. That means a jerk off.
Mr. Hall.
Oh, come on. I'm not talking to him.
Mr. Hall, he said he wants to talk, and you want to talk now.
Hey, bud, you're not the program director.
I'm just saying, Mr. Hall.
Yeah?
Look, Bill, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm in the mall right now, and we're looking for the See's Candy. You know where See's Candy, by the way, we are at the Turgon Mall that this guy Donner, where is the See's Candy here? Is he still on the line?
Hey, David, did you call up to find See's Candy?
No, I called up to talk to you about this tosser thing. But as long as I've got you on the phone, do you have that guy? Because I'm with Daphne.
Yeah, you're with Daphne. She doesn't want donuts tonight?
Hey, Phil, don't be such a smartass, okay?
Hey, I'm trying to do my show. What do you need?
I know you're trying to do your show. I'm trying to help you with your show. I just wanted to know, do you know if the See's Candy, and if you don't know See's Candy, do you know if there's a crispy, that Krispy Kreme? So, do they have a Krispy Kreme in the Turgon Mall?
First of all, I've never heard of the Turgon Mall. Second of all, I don't know if they have a Krispy Kreme there or not. Third of all, why don't you go to one of those, what do you call it?
What?
One of those things that they got. Don't they have a thing?
Don't they have a legend or a board that tells you where everything is?
A legend?
Where you come in and it says where the stuff is?
You mean the thing that says you are here?
Yeah, that thing.
Okay, I looked at that and it said that I was where I was not. It said you are here and no, I wasn't.
What?
I looked at the thing. You're telling me about where the Krispy Kreme is, right?
I don't know if there's a Krispy Kreme at the Turgon Mall. Wherever that is.
Montrose.
All right, so you're in Montrose.
Yes. You know, the town that's named after the band?
You mean the band that's named after the town?
The band was named after a guy. But what I'm saying is...
Okay, David, I'm hanging up.
Well, hold on, Phil. All I'm asking you is, would you please watch it with this whole J, you know, tosser and all that? I don't know what it means. I don't know what jerk-off means, but it doesn't sound good. That's all I'm asking you, okay? I won't bother you anymore. Forget about it. I got a girlfriend here that's got low blood sugar. And if she doesn't get what she needs, she's probably going to break up with me, and that's fine. You don't care. No one cares. I do. I love her very much. But if she doesn't get her See's Candy, if she isn't sitting there with a 3-pound box, sitting shotgun within 10 minutes in my Mercedes-Benz, if she doesn't sit there in my Mercedes-Benz with a 3-pound box of See's that she's pushing into her mouth with the heel of her hand within 10 minutes, I lose a girlfriend.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. You got a spare girlfriend? I don't think so, pal.
Well, you know what, David? Good luck with that, okay?
All I'm asking you, please don't use the word...
Okay.
Well, he's going to be very upset about that.
But let me say this for the last time so that everybody here understands. I don't care.
About what?
About what he thinks or is going to say. I don't care. I don't care if he's going to get upset. He's got the girlfriend there, a 3-pound box of C's.
Women like chocolates, Phil. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't know that he had to get her a 3-pound box or he was going to break up with her.
No, she's going to break up with him. It sounded like an emergency. And in that situation, I would have a little bit more, you know, I would have a little more compassion.
Yeah, I know in that moment, Sammy.
Never know about what. If that guy's driving around, every night he calls, she's...
Yeah, but they're going out and they're cruising around and everything. You'd do that with your girlfriend, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would cruise around with my girlfriend every night, but it wouldn't necessarily be from one Krispy Kreme to a C's and back again, man. I mean, what is that about, you know?
So you don't like to go out to eat?
I do like to go out to eat, but I like to eat stuff together. I don't drive... You know, with my girlfriend, and I say, okay, let's first of all find you your donuts and your chocolates and everything else, and then we'll find what I want to eat.
Maybe you ought to try. That probably sounds pretty good to me.
It is a different way of doing it.
Oh, get out. Would you people wise up, please?
Phil, I don't like being referred to as you people. It makes me sound like I'm black.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Margaret. What I'm trying to say is,
You see?
No, I don't see. I don't see. And that's what I told him. I didn't know where C's was. Get it? C's?
Mr. Henry, when you say you people, that offends Margaret. She thinks she's black. I already know I'm black. So I don't know what's racist to be. But now you think you're being racist on her? I know she's not. Well, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. You guys have flipped your lids. The next time that guy calls up, I want to find out if Daphne's with him. If she's with him, then I do not want to talk to him. Do you understand what I'm saying, bud?
You're saying that if she's with him, you don't want to talk to him.
That's exactly right. I do not want to talk to him if she's with... What did I just get done saying to you?
I dropped her off, okay? I let her off at the corner. I'm rounding the block. She's standing there eating her chocolate. She'll be fine. All I'm asking you to do is watch it. Please don't ever say the word jerk-off. Thank you. Paul out.
He's rounding the block. Okay, that's great. World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Thank you very much, David, for that. Coming back next hour, we've got Joe Dickhead, the professor, with our NFL picks. Vernon Dozier talking about fantasy football, his days in the Canadian Football League, and talking to football fans in general about this great game of ours. This is the first week of NFL action this weekend. Ought to be fun. World-famous Phil Henry Show.